Can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we've got plenty.
Yeah, so let's get the show on the road here. So I'm going to call the Treasury Oversight Committee meeting for August 12, 2021 to order. Any public comment? Seeing no members of the public present, we'll move on to item number three on our agenda, which is a review and approval of the minutes from our last meeting, which was May 6. Anybody have any comments or corrections on those minutes?
Wait, Janet, we need to approve the resolution.
Did I miss that? Oh, I'm on the wrong agenda, sorry. So let's start over. That was just practice. So I'm going to call the Treasury Oversight Committee meeting for Thursday, November 18th, 2021, to order. Seeing no members of the public present, I assume there's no public comments. So we'll move on to item number three, which is brand new for this committee. A little background here in case you haven't heard. The governor signed a bill into law called AB 361. Now, prior to COVID, in order to have a public meeting that complies with the Brown Act from multiple locations, like from Supervisor Kreit's home there, we would have to post on the front door a meeting notice so the public would know where all of the different committee meetings are doing their meeting from. With COVID and the emergency declaration was made, the Brown Act part of that law of public meetings was waived until they signed this law in AB 361. And basically it says that as long as we have a public health order that says it's not to meet in person and we need to have social distancing, that it's okay to continue using these alternative procedures that are not in the Brown Act, provided that we adopt this resolution that you have in front of you that was on the agenda. And basically it says that, it just lays out some declarations about the conditions in which we're operating under, which is we're still having a public health emergency, and that the public health officer has ordered masking and standards and social distancing. And so this has to be adopted in order for us to continue meeting on Zoom as opposed to in person. And then it's supposed to be renewed every 30 days, but you'll see the resolution has been amended or edited to say every 30 days or at the next meeting, because this committee itself does not meet every month. Nor is there a administrative reason for us to meet every month. We would probably be hard-pressed to find enough information for us to talk about in meeting every month, so we will continue doing this resolution every quarter so that we can continue meeting on Zoom at the moment. So does anybody have any questions or comments on this agenda item?
Before we take a vote, Rob and Dan, who will be voting for the town so that we can do a roll call?
Rob will be.
Okay. Did you hear that, Janelle?
Yes.
Well, if there aren't any questions or comments, and I'm sure I didn't give that explanation as good as one has been done by our legal counsel, I would ask or call for a motion to adopt the resolution.
So Janet, I do have one question. I do apologize for the lateness.
Okay.
We will be adopting this every meeting. Is that individually okay?
Yeah. Until the public health order changes such that in-person meetings are appropriate under local conditions.
Okay.
At which point we go back to meeting in person.
I'll make a motion to adopt a resolution authorizing virtual meetings under AB 361 rule.
Okay, so we have a motion from Rob Patterson. Is there a second from anyone?
I'll second.
A second from Supervisor Kreitz. Is there any other comment or discussion on this item? If not, I'll ask Janelle to call for a roll call vote.
Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
Brooke Behan, how do you vote?
Yes.
George Savage, how do you vote? George, you can unmute yourself. How do you vote?
Yes.
And Rob Patterson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Motion passes.
So we can continue meeting on Zoom. Next item on the correct agenda is item number 4 is the minutes. These are the minutes from August 12th, which was included in your packet. I've read through them. I don't have any comments or changes. Does anybody else? If not, then I'd ask for a motion to accept the minutes from the last meeting.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Janelle, we call for a roll call vote.
Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
Brooke Behan, how do you vote?
Yes.
George Savage, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Rob Patterson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Motion passes. Right.
Thank you, Jenna. So we'll move on to our normal quarterly investment report. And Gerald, do you want to walk us through that?
Sure. Does everybody have that, or would you like me to put it up on the screen?
I have it in front of me.
Okay. So the Treasury was in compliance with Monroe County's investment policy as of September 30th, 2021. Weighted average maturity on that date was 657 days. It is anticipated the County Treasury will meet all its full participant requirements for the next 6 months. On the last day of the quarter, on a cost basis, the portfolio totaled $125,795,159 compared to a market value of $127,183,383, which is 101.1% of cost. The earned interest rate for the quarter ending September 30th, 2021 was 1.2163%. The next, one, two, three, four pages, I believe, are the investment that we hold. Is there any questions on any of the investments? No? Okay. The next one is the distribution by asset category, market value. So you can see that LAIF went down from 58, almost 59 million down to 36 million. That's due to July is a big expenditure month for us, basically. There's a lot of bonds we pay. July, there's about $14 million that goes out of the county at that point. That's what that drop was. That's also a contributing factor in the yield going up. So, a lot higher than the prior month because we had less cash, and less cash means we have less money in low yield investments. Next page is the maturity distribution as of 9/30/2021. You can see I've been really filling out the 3 years and out, where we're seeing a little bit of value in yield. We've added several more treasuries recently. They're actually yielding as much, it's sometimes even greater than agency bonds are. So, let's see here. Next page is the last day of the most recent 14 months, the balances.
Hey, Gerald. So,
yes.
Yeah, on this, so looking at September 2021, we're a little bit below where we were a year ago. Is that because of the school's general obligation bonds that we have in the Treasury?
Yes. So they have been, during during the last year, they've been spending down. They went from about $28 million balance down to about, I want to say right now, they're about $12
million. Okay.
So that is the difference. They will be selling another one eventually here, maybe next year, maybe the year after, which is another $27 million. So we'll see a fluctuation with that. And then the following page is the Mono County Treasury Pool quarterly yield comparison, comparing it to the late in the two-year Treasury. You can see we're well outperforming them at this time. LAIF and the two-year Treasury, they're running about neck and neck right now, right around just a hair under a quarter basis point. And then as far as the investment pool participants, nothing has changed on those. We have all the same participants in the pool. Any questions on any part of the investment report? No? Okay.
None for me. All right, moving on to agenda item number 6. Gerald, you want to talk about the difference between amortized cost and cost value, or book value and cost value?
Okay, so we've decided to change, I'm trying to find that item on here. We've decided to change the reports of investments. We've had cost value in there for since I can remember. Cost value is the total cost of that bond. So if we pay a premium for that bond, let's say we buy a $1 million bond, we pay $100,000 premium. If we use cost value in the report, we will always show that $1,100,000 value in there. The problem with that is we amortize and accrete both premiums and discounts, which means so that $100,000 of premium lowers every quarter when we do the amortization of it. So to get the real value of what is actually on the books at that time, we decided to move that column from cost value to book value. So it's actually the book value of that investment at that time, including amortization and accretion.
And that aligns with what we're required to do in our annual financial reports. You know, we include special disclosures on the investment pool, and we report what's called amortized cost or book value. And also the interest that we've been reporting to everybody every quarter in this report is based, it includes the actual interest that we receive on the bond. So that's a stated interest. So if you have a bond, $100,000, and it has a, you know, have it for 1% interest, then that's the stated interest, but we include or subtract from that the amortization of the premiums and discounts. It's very rare that we ever buy an investment at exactly face value. You know, we're always buying it at above or below what its face value is, and that increment on our purchase is then amortized, but by the time we get to the, you know, the redemption date, the amount on the books is exactly equal to the face value of the bond. So we just wanted to alert everybody to that little subtlety in the reports. Any questions or comments on that? All right, so moving on to the bottom half of our agenda here. November is the month that we always bring forward the investment policy for this committee to review prior to it going to the full Board of Supervisors in January. You know, the Board of Supervisors at the start of every calendar year is required to adopt the investment policy. And so it's just good practice to have this investment policy run through this committee first. Last couple of years, we've had changes that we've made to our investment policy, but I think we couldn't find anything that needs changing. And so the policy that you have in front of you today is the same policy that was adopted last November by this committee and also by our board of supervisors in January. So I don't know if anybody has any comments or any suggestions on the particular policy itself. It has served this group quite well in you know, for Gerald and I in managing the investment pool. Right.
Uh-huh.
You're in silence in the room, which is always awkward, right? If there are no comments or suggestions for changing the policy, I would ask that we ask for a first and a second so that we can vote on this item.
Move that we adopt it.
Thank you, George. Do
I have I'll a second? Second
that. No, we have a second, second. From Rob and Janelle. I'm going to do a roll call vote.
Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
Brooke Behan, how do you vote?
Yes.
George Savage, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Rob Patterson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Number 8 on our agenda is a standing item for any questions or recommendations from the group. Anybody has anything that they want to discuss that's not on the agenda? No? Okay, so we'll move on. And our next meeting will be in February. Janelle, do you have the date? Just to let everybody know.
Yeah, it looks like February 17th, the third Thursday.
Okay.
So we're going to set up all the meetings right now.
So that, I think that's been working really well. We've not had a problem in reaching a quorum. Of course, I think Zoom is very convenient for us to be able to get us here with all of our busy schedules. And so we'll continue. At this point, we'll continue meeting on Zoom, and including the resolution we adopted today. So February 17th, and then Gerald, you're going to set up those meetings and send invites around, or Janelle will.
Well, we can talk about it real quick. So the next one after that is May 19th. Does anybody have an issue with May 19th?
17th, May 19th. Too far out for me.
Hey, that works. That means it's empty, right?
Yeah. First in, you know, first serve, right?
Yep. And then the next one after that is August 18th.
Just missed my birthday.
That's good. Well, remind us so we can wish you happy birthday on that day.
Yeah, belated birthday, right? I don't want to be reminded.
August will be tough for me just because school's getting ready to open, or it is, like, it's just bad that week.
Okay.
Well, we have lots of, you know, alternatives to fill in for you, Brooke.
So if it's just me, go run with it, because anytime it's off, be great, and I'll do my best to make it.
Okay, great.
And the all-important one, November 17th.
Okay.
That's the one we need to approve the investment policy so we can take it to the board the following January.
Okay. If no other business to discuss, then this meeting is adjourned, and I thank everybody for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.